Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Five nine nine three seven five six nine is the way to get in touch with me. We have much to talk about today, including robots and trains and drones, but we're going to start off the program my favorite way of starting it off, which is with Ruth. Ruth, welcome to the program. How am I to help you today?
Yes. Hi, Dr. Joy. Thank you so much. Say, I am having a really difficult time. I'm in my early 50s. I've realized that due to childhood trauma, I am a love addict. I was involved with a six-year relationship with someone who was very love avoidant or fearful avoidant, and he had his own. He escaped. I'm sure that you understand this whole thing, but you know this codependent addiction that we had with each other. But he had his relationship with the alcohol. And a married woman that I guess I thought there wasn't that relationship had been severed, but it never really was severed. And so after 6 years, there was also some abuse that entered into the picture later on. And so I left the relationship, but I'm feeling like recovery and moving forward is really, really hard, and I feel like I was robbed of my self-esteem, and I just feel like I've lost my identity. And
okay, how long have you been out of the relationship?
This is 3 months now.
Okay. Well, all right. Look, understand. The first thing I want you to do is, if you can, remember when there was when we were kids, they had the magic slate, which was a little piece of cardboard with kind of black waxy stuff, and you had a little red pencil that fit in the top, and then you lifted up the two sheets. One was kind of like silvery, yeah, and then one was clear, and you'd lift them up, and all the stuff would go away. Okay, I want you to take that magic slate and wipe out all the psychobabble, okay? Because we can't start there, because it's going to keep you in a terrible place, and you're already feeling crappy. So let's not do that, all right? So let's just, we're only going to speak English, and understand that if this guy was the most fantastic human being on the face of the earth, he was wonderful, that a month after 6 years is not very much time. So the fact that it was much more complicated than that, I think you're correct in assuming it may, in some bizarre way, take longer to get off over a really crummy relationship than it does a good relationship. And while that may seem ironic at first blush, it's not really, because bad relationships don't go bad, as you know, overnight. There's a process. And the problem is that we kind of ignore the process, and ignoring that process takes a certain amount of time and energy and commitment to ignoring it, right? So when we finally sort of say, oh my gosh, out, done, then it's not like we're saying, because first of all, people don't leave really good relationships, but if something happens that the other person says, well, I don't love you anymore or whatever, that in some ways, even though it's painful, may take less time to get over than the one that we had to build such a structure that had really very little to do with the relationship and a lot to do with our needs in the relationship.
Yeah.
So I think you're going to have to give yourself a little bit more permission to be miserable for a while longer. All right, that's number one. Number two, let's look at previous relationships. Have you ever been married?
Yes, I was married for 10 years and divorced about 17 years ago. So this person that I met found me when I was raising four children. They were teenagers. It was just a distraction, but he pursued me like nothing else. And he was so different from my husband. I felt that he was a good guy. I mean, as with his problem of being avoidant, he was enmeshed by his mother, who he grew up in an alcoholic home, and so he felt like love was taking care of somebody. But he really came into my life, and he just did everything for me. I mean, that's how he felt, showing his love. But he never gave me himself or his emotional self. And so he shared that with this other woman that I'm like...
All right. First of all, it doesn't mean that he was a bad guy. It means he was a limited guy, right? Because
right.
he gave you part of what you wanted, right? He's a nurturer. He's a caretaker. Understand, because you're a mom, you know that. One of the things about being the caretaker, about being the parent in a relationship, which it sounds like you kind of was, is it gives you enormous control. That when your kids give you a hard time, maybe not so much now that they're teenagers, but when they were little and you said it's time to go to bed, first of all, you were the one who determined the bedtime. And when they gave you a hard time about it, you'd pull rank.
Mm.
You'd say, I'm the parent. I'm the mom. And so when you say to this dude, I need more of you, he basically just pulled the same routine of, look, I'm doing all this stuff for you. You know, you should
right.
be grateful. I can do the other stuff is none of your business. You are not in a position to demand that of me.
Mm-hmm.
Which essentially is, if you look at it in a kind of cynical way, that is the role of a parent. So it's not that he was a bad dude. It's that he was a limited dude. And I would argue that the two things that you wanted are not compatible with one another. The idea of someone taking care of me, but someone also sharing exactly who they are with me. They're not really compatible roles if you think about it, especially if you think about the role of parent. And in fact, you probably have some friends, and hopefully it's not you, who are the kind of, instead of being a parent, they're the pal. And so their kids are completely undisciplined. Their kids have no rules. They have no structure. They view their kid. And I've heard grown men say, my 7-year-old is my best friend. And I cringe, because what I'm thinking is, you've abdicated the responsibility of parenting. You're having a great time. Your kid is losing out on an important relationship that sets rules and boundaries. Because the role that you're asking for is essentially, you didn't like his boundaries. Now, there's one that's probably reasonable and one that's completely unreasonable. So the first thing I need you to do is, instead of viewing him as a complete mess, which he may or may not have been, he gave you something that was really valuable to you.
Right.
Which means going forward, part of what you need to evaluate is what's really important to you. It's interesting. I did an interview for a documentary yesterday about bad boys. And I said, you know, the term bad boys really implies a couple of things. First of all, we don't call them bad men. Bad men rob banks. You know, bad boys break our hearts. But the idea is that they are boys, that they're playing a different set of rules than the
right.
ones we require of them. But part of it is, what are we looking for? And so the first thing you have to ask yourself when we're looking at this relationship, because the bottom line is, what we need to do is make you stronger going forward.
Yeah.
You're going to be sad for a while, and sad is just the price tag. And it's, you know, it's the advantage about sad is it'll give you time to think about some of these other things that have to do with you, not with him, which is, what do you want? How much caretaking do you want? And, of course, all of us need some. All of us want to feel that we're being nurtured. But understand that what we need to figure out is how much, because any of the asking someone to take care of us means that they're going to withhold something from us, because the role of caretaker is not one of friendship. It's not one of equality at all. It's one of power and control. All right. So that's number one. Number two, before we get any farther in this, did you know about his affair with the married woman?
Well, actually, that's what broke up his marriage when I met him. And
all right. How long had he been divorced when you met him?
He was in a divorce, which was the worst. I understand. I don't want to
okay.
beat myself.
Well, you
anymore.
Mean, all right,
and
fair
how,
enough.
How that was wrong, right? So,
well, it's the thing is, he didn't. You know,
he used her to. I mean, he did the same thing with me as he did with his ex-wife,
yep.
where
yep.
he went outside the relationship to seek his emotional needs, because It was his way of distancing himself in his relationship. Ruth, listen to what I just told you.
You're not thinking about this right. He did not only the same thing to you that he did to his wife. He did the same thing to you as he does to his mistress. He just puts different... He wants to have a multiplicity of relationships so he can come and go in those relationships. All right, let me put you on hold. I'll come right back. 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Okay, we're talking Ruth. Ruth, who ended the relationship? Did you end it or did he end it?
Well, I believe I did. There was an incident where he got into a rage and he hurt me, and I said that it was over, and I gave him 6 months. At that point, I was focusing on him and making him everything his fault. And so I gave it 6 months, and then he would drink. I don't know that he's an alcoholic, but I got into Al-Anon, and Al-Anon really made me start looking at my own problems and issues. And then we kind of went back and waffled back and forth about ending the relationship. And then finally, stepped out of the whole picture and looked at our relationship, I could just see, I felt like it was next to impossible for him to do any recovery, even if I did some recovery work. So it was kind of like that. And then I actually...
I still don't have an answer to the question. All right. So you were together 6 months, then
Six years.
And then he hit you?
Well, he actually got drunk because he was struggling with his relationship with this woman.
Ruth, don't yes. do that. Just answer the questions as clearly as possible.
He didn't hit me. He grabbed me and he hurt me. Okay. He didn't hit me, but he grabbed me and he held me, and he actually was choked me.
How long ago was this?
Well, that was last summer, and
you went back to him after that?
No, I gave him 6 months to seek some sort of help or recovery, and basically had arm's length in the relationship.
Okay, so when you say arm's length, were you seeing him during that 6 months or not?
Well, I have to admit, yeah, I was still in the relationship. I was still sleeping with him. Yeah.
All right. So you've only been apart a month?
No, it's been 3 months. It was the end of February.
Okay.
Yeah.
So what was the 1 month you were referring to when I first asked you? Had you seen him at all in the last 3 months?
Well, yeah, the first month or two after we separated, we have this terrible co-addiction to each other, and we were trying to negotiate things, and he said...
Ruth, you're going to have to stop doing this. Just answer the question, all right? Don't give me all the background stuff. That's the psychobabble we were going to get rid of. It doesn't get you anyplace. You can see how I'm asking specific questions, and you're waltzing me around, and it's not getting us anyplace. So you broke up with him 3 months ago. When's the last time you saw him?
I got a restraining order against him about 3-4 weeks ago, and that was
right.
And I saw him in court just last week, actually.
Okay, but you haven't actually seen him outside the courtroom for
no
3 weeks.
It's been outside the courtroom. It was in April sometime.
Okay, so
right. Yeah.
So between 2 weeks and a month or so, between two
right.
and 6 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
So why did you get the restraining order?
I felt for my own sanity because I felt like I had to set some boundaries for myself because I have such an addiction to this guy. I felt like I had to because I knew it wasn't healthy and I had to get help.
Well, the restraining order keeps him away from you. It doesn't necessarily
right.
keep you away from him.
Right.
Which I know sounds like splitting hairs, but it doesn't. For example, if he comes within X number of feet of you, he can be arrested, but that doesn't prohibit you coming close to him. Which is
I know, but I'm
the judge gave you the restraining order on that basis.
No, I got the restraining order because I want him to know that I'm not in the relationship anymore and I can't do this dance anymore. So I wanted to send a message also because I felt very hurt and revengeful. I hate to say that, but.
I'm surprised I assume that you mentioned the choking incident because that's presumably
mm-hmm.
the basis on which you got the restraining order.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yep.
All right. So, so the question to me at this moment is what?
Well, my question is, I know that you told me that I need to get stronger and I need to figure out what.
No, that is what I said.
Want.
I said you need to figure out what's going. I said you need to focus on you, not him.
Right. I'm focusing on it, and I'm working on getting some recovery that way. But what I'm worried about is in moving forward that I'm going to be attracted to someone who has a similar.
Well, okay, fair enough. Fair enough. All right. So the question is, how do I avoid a similar personality structure of this dude? Well, and there are some. The first thing we already talked about, which is instead of looking for someone to take care of you, you may figure out how to take care of yourself and how to figure out someone who's nice or pleasant or, you know, fun to be around. Because
right.
if you look for
and
someone to take care of you, you're already putting yourself right back in that role of being childlike to a parent-like figure. And a parent figure has more control than you want because a parent figure is going to say, you know, I can do what I want. The same way a parent does. When we say, I mean, the best example I can give you is a hilarious one of my father saying, how much money do you make? And I said, well, I'll tell you if you'll tell me. And he says, none of your business. I mean, that's a parent role, right? That I have all the control over you. I can get all the information about you. You can know nothing about me. I'm the dad or I'm the mom. I'm the power figure. So the first thing to do is decide that you don't need someone to take care of you, that you can take care of yourself. And on some level, you know that because you were single for 17 years. So you know that you can raise those kids by yourself, and it probably did anyway. And all of us long, and as you say, you know, all of us long to be taken care of. And quite often because we feel that our parent either did a terrific job of taking care of us and overtook care of us, you know, and you know relationships like that where the dad seems to dote on the kids rather than the wife, or conversely felt that they were absent, so the dad who was at work all the time and the kids were kind of a bother. I mean, the idea that we can find a parent who is, in fact, somewhere in between of those, which is really good parenting, who knows? I mean, we change the rules about every 20 years, which means everybody gets caught in they're doing something wrong. So, but the point is that you're not 15, you're 50. So the figure, what would taking care of me mean? Would it mean paying my bills? Would it mean bringing me chicken soup when I have a cold? Would it mean making all the decisions? And you can see that taking care, once you get specific, and if what taking care of you means that that occasionally asks me what went on in my work today, that's something, and then you don't have to say to somebody, I need someone to take care of me. What you need to say to somebody, negotiate somebody in the early days of a relationship, is, I'd like to talk about my work with you, so you asking about my work or being interested in my work is really important to me. So you've got some of the factors early on. I would certainly, as you know, and I'm not even going to give you a lecture about it, dating somebody who's going through a divorce is a dreadful mistake because they're in chaos. And so what you presented to him was, here's this woman that all I have to do is say the right words to her occasionally, and she'll let me do what I want to do, which is really great because I'm just coming out of a marriage. So I have, and not only am I coming out of a marriage, which you knew about, but was coming out of another relationship, because this is a guy who doesn't commit. And
right,
so
exactly.
But what you want to do is, one of the reasons he didn't have to commit is because he had all the control. He has the control with his mistress because he's not married to her, so he can come and go there as he wants. And he had control with you because for whatever you said, as long as you do A and B, I'll let you do whatever you want. He also was not married to
There's
you.
A man named Dr. Joel Wallach, who is anything but your typical doctor, both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician. Doc asks, why does the United States spend more money on health care by far and still rank 50th in health and longevity worldwide? He believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, take charge of their health, and attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs that lead to side effects and more toxic prescription drugs. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the big government, big pharma, and big insurance manipulation of our health care system. I'm George Dory, and I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about health care. Visit BrightsideBen.com and listen to Doc Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I urge you to join the Brightside Ben team. Go to BrightsideBen.com. That's BrightsideBen.com.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I have very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for long and healthy life.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates. 1-800-425-4610. Based on actual cases, results may vary. Not a solicitation for legal services.
Hi, my name is DeRay. Suffering from migraines, having Botox injections in my head and neck to alleviate pain, costing $1,500 out of my pocket. I discovered Dr. Ortman and Gentle Touch Chiropractic Adjustment called NUCA. I'm migraine-free since my first adjustment. Thanks for giving me my life back, Dr. Ortman. I wish they prescribed you instead of Botox.
Thanks, DeRay. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the solution. We design a nutritional supplement program the body can handle and actually absorb, providing nutrients targeting the problem area. Between NUCA and nutrition, we will have you on the road to a faster and more permanent recovery. Look us up on the web at drwortman.com or call 952-303-9124. Let us help you feel better faster. Wellspring Spinal Care at 952-303-9124. Again, that's 952-303-9124. Or on the web at drortman.com.
Hi, everyone. I'm Pharmacist Ben, nutritional pharmacist and host of The Bright Side, the good news about nutrition and health. The good news that if you or someone you care about is on a prescription drug or has some kind of health challenge, there's a gentle, natural, healthy way to address most health issues without drugs and without doctors, and it's as simple as understanding how the parts of the body work and how they interact with the foods we eat and the nutrients we take in. If you've heard me on The Bright Side or at one of my presentations, you know I'm a man on a mission to help you understand health and wellness and the remarkable healing powers of the biological system called the human body. And if you like The Bright Side, you're going to love my new website, brightsideben.com. You'll find articles and links. You'll be able to access archives, and we'll even have exclusive information that you won't hear on the radio show. And of course, you can purchase the Longevity Nutritional Supplements and even sign up to join my Longevity team and make an impact, make a difference, and maybe make some money too. Check out brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com or call 866-735-2470 for more information.
Have a question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Okay, we're talking with an unhappy Ruth. Ruth, I need to apologize. We had a computer glitch here, so I apologize that we got kind of a little bit garbled in our discussion.
Yeah.
But we were talking, wasn't you, honest.
Okay.
It wasn't even me. All right, so here's the deal. You know, you said something that was very provocative. You said, no one has ever treated me like that. Okay? And look, we are all susceptible to that. We are all susceptible to, wow, this guy is too good to be true. But we need to hear that little voice in the back of our, you know, right behind our you know, our left ventricle that says, too good to be true. There may be, you know, we may, it's not that we need to look a gift horse in the mouth, to mix our metaphors, but understand that somebody who is more, you know, not a little bit better, you know, not an improvement, but in a different world, we need to look a little more carefully at that and see what the price tag is, because human beings really fall along a fairly predictable continuum, right? I mean, think about your friends, and there are some that you like better than others, but there, I mean, if you look carefully at people, and especially people you know, we're not talking about strangers, the notion of saints and sinners really isn't very practical. There are really lovely people who sometimes screw up, or they're terrible at returning phone calls. I mean, they're really, their heart's in the right place, they're fun to be around, they're generous, but they're sloppy, right? They're sloppy about the details. There are other people who are terrific. They're always going to be on time. They can balance their checkbook in their sleep. They will always send you an email on your birthday. But they're a little bit removed from, you know, they're not quite as warm and fuzzy as you'd like. So the notion that somebody is too good to be true. And, you know, because I was doing this interview yesterday, this is kind of on the top of my, sort of my thinking list. If we all feel, all of us, especially in the capitalist society and especially women, we feel that somehow there will be some man who will see beyond our, and then fill in the blank, our thunder thighs, or our graying hair, or our lopsided breasts, or our funny tooth, and see the real inner beauty of us. And so we're all, and what does that really say? It says we don't really like who we are. We don't accept who we are. We're not pleased with who we are. And therefore, what we want is somebody that sees beyond what we view as our deficiencies to the real us. That's a recipe for disaster, because there are people, and especially people who are not going to commit. The best way not to commit is to be in control. The best way to be in control is to keep somebody at arm's length. The best way to keep somebody at arm's length is give them what they think they want more than anybody else. Right? Because that means I could hear the light bulb go on above your head. So the clue is not that this guy is a creep. This guy is a limited man, and there's a part of you, the loving part of you, that wants to give him a free ride because, you know, an abusive mother, his father wasn't there, or, you know, his priest, you know, wasn't appropriate with him, or, you know, because all of us do that. That's as women, we've been taught that that's what we should do. We should be nurturers. We should be caretakers. We should give everybody a second chance. It doesn't mean that we have to go out and be judge and jury, but we need to be careful that we're not making it easy for someone to do something terrible to us. I have a really good male friend who said to me years ago, he said, one of the reasons we behave so badly is you guys expect us to. And, you know, I've never forgotten that. And I thought, you know, that's part, we're always making excuses. If he forgets our birthday, it's, oh, he was busy. If he works too much, we say, well, you know, he takes me to lovely places. What we need to do is, first of all, understand that we're okay on our own, that what we are is valuable and important. And then if you lead with, I'm valuable and important, then when a guy has a mistress, you're going to say, adios, I'm not sharing, as opposed to, well, you know, I know that you've had a long relationship with each other, and I know that your mom didn't love you enough. Don't do that. If you're okay about who you are, then you don't need somebody to see through to the real you. You are the real you. And either he will say, Ruth, you know, I want to spend time. You're such fun to be around. And you don't have to worry about him taking care of you, because you take care of yourself. And so when he says, can I give you a foot rub? You're thinking, this is great. But it's, you know, it doesn't mean that he can then have a mistress or forget your birthday or call you a fat slob or, God forbid, be violent toward you. So this guy, the universe put this dude in your place to show you a couple things. To, first of all, have you reexamine your list of what I want. Second of all, to reevaluate your strengths. You've been a mom, so it sounds like by yourself for four kids. But that doesn't mean that you want to be a child to somebody else's mom or dad, because, I mean, first of all, as you see with your kids, as you know as a parent, our job as a parent is to teach our kids to walk and then walk away. If you put yourself in a position of being an adult child for somebody, you're teaching them, first of all, they have the control, and second of all, either they're going to walk away from you or you're going to walk away from them. Because that's the role. That's the job. So that isn't the role you want. What you want is a friend. What you want, right. Now you want, and I'm not saying that it should be platonic, because at 50, presumably you're interested in the sex life. But when something says, this is too good to be true, he's unlike anybody else I've ever met. Now, everybody feels that way in the first 10 minutes. But after a couple months, when you're looking, if it still feels like, wow, be careful. Because wow is a short-term response. Relationships, for most of us, are long-term responses. So you don't want to confuse the two. This guy was put in your path, so you'll evaluate who you are, what you want, and you're going to be much more straightforward about it, and you're not going to put up with crap at the beginning of a relationship. And a guy going through a divorce is the definition of crap, right? I mean, yeah. I've got to deal with my kids and my lawyer and my ex. You don't want any of that. I would say, listen, that's great. You call me when that's all done.
Mm.
I actually had a guy who said to me once, this was my kind of revolution, or my both revolution and revelation. He said, I'm having trouble with my work. My wife is driving me crazy, and I think I have health problems. And I know what my initial response was, and I'll bet every woman listening says, oh, you poor thing, let me take care of you, because that was my initial response. For some reason, at that moment, I had, maybe because he did all three of them at the same time, I thought, I am not the emotional Red Cross. I said, look, great, call me when you have a problem. You're not date bait. I'm not going to date you. I mean, you're a walking problem. I'm going to do all the taking care of, and when you feel better, you're going to walk away, and I'm going to get tired of this, and what's in this for me? So don't do that. Decide that you can take care of yourself. Present yourself as who you are, your strengths, your weaknesses early on, and if the guy says, I think you're great. Here are my strengths and weaknesses, and the two of you can have fun together and do things together and spend time together, then you're fine. And you may not be looking for a commitment, and you sure shouldn't be dating right now. Take the time, and don't put yourself on house arrest. Go take an adult education course. Go do some volunteer work. Join a gym. Learn to sail. Become a better bowler. You know, just do stuff that makes you happy, and you will find friends that you didn't have before. You may have friends that you've been deserting because of, you know, of this dude. Just enjoy your life by yourself, because you will come out of that. Not only will you enjoy it while you're doing it, but you'll have a growing sense of emotional independence, of strength, that you're, because people are going to say, gosh, Ruth, you're such fun to be around. You want to go to a movie tonight? Or your backhand's gotten so much better. I'm really not ready to play tennis with you yet, but I know somebody, you know, who's probably about the same level you will. It'll change your life. And then if a dude comes along and he's worth, you know, spending time, diverting time from your friends or your volunteer activity or your adult education or your kids or your grandkids or whatever, then you can spend some time with him and evaluate how it is. But be careful of somebody that you think, no one has ever treated me like this before. Because there's something wrong there.
Yeah, I think the biggest thing I need to learn, too, with what you're telling me is how to preserve my identity and not... And establish boundaries, because I tend to just give them up so easily.
That's because you're sort of, you bought into, this man is seen into the heart of me. He understands me like no one else does. So therefore, whatever he wants, I'll give him. That's crap. You don't need someone to see into the real you, because you're going to show them the real you. And if they say that's great, then fine. So it's not, he hasn't given you a gift by seeing into your inner heart. You are your inner heart. So it's not a gift to acknowledge. All he has to do is have his eyes open. So you don't owe him anything for that. It doesn't mean you have to punish him, but it doesn't mean you owe him either. And if you don't owe him, then you don't have to, then you don't, because you're making the deal in your head of, he sees something no one else will see, therefore I have to be something for him so he doesn't leave me. It's crap. Let me put you on hold for another minute if you need me. All right, 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
I want you to imagine a phone service that will transform the way you do business. Telesphere, the pioneer in cloud communications, is now part of Vonage, providing voice, video, and data over one of the largest private secured cloud networks. Imagine extending voice and video to all your mobile devices, plus integration with your CRM. With custom solutions for any size business, imagine no more. Visit vonage.telesphere.com and sign up now for free HD desk phones.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state in back taxes, you know they'll never stop coming after you. With bank levies, wage garnishments, they'll even seize your home or business. The good news? A government program for tax debt forgiveness. It's called the Fresh Start Initiative.
I'm Paul Sibley. With U.S. Tax Shield, we can help navigate the new laws, get you protected, and resolve your tax issues permanently.
Call the experts at U.S. Tax Shield now for your free consultation and get a guaranteed quote to resolve your case. Call 800-436-6451. That's 800-436-6451.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
You've heard them on Alex Jones. You've seen them on Ancient Aliens. Now come see them live at Contact in the Desert 2015 in Joshua Tree this May. Experience 4 full days of science-centered lectures, workshops, intensives, and fieldwork on ancient astronauts, extraterrestrial intelligence, human origins, crop circles, contact experiences, UFO sightings, and more. Meet Chariots of the Gods author Eric von Daniken, Ancient Aliens host Giorgio A. Tsokalos, New York Times best-selling author David Wilcock, Dead Doctors Don't Lie author Dr. Joel Wallach, astronauts Edgar Mitchell and Story Musgrave, Earth Files publisher Linda Moulton Howe, author Jim Mars, and many of the world's most respected researchers and scientists exploring answers to one of the greatest questions of all time. More speakers, more panels, more things to do. Join us at the Joshua Tree Retreat Center, which has a long history of sightings and contact experiences. For advanced tickets and conference schedule, go to contactinthedesert.com. That is contactinthedesert.com.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
Advice for Life with Dr. Joy Brown. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Bruce, let me ask you, you may have a question to ask me, which I'm absolutely willing to entertain, but let me just do you a huge favor here, having given you some, hopefully some very specific guidelines. What do you feel you are combating as an adult that happened to you as a child? What do you think the major assault to your ability to be happy as an adult is at this moment?
Oh, that's a really good question. I have an ongoing issue with a very narcissistic, abusive parent. My mom is 84, but she's still doing abuse towards me. Actually, she's now using my teenage children to undermine me through them.
Give me an example of something abusive.
Okay, good one. Yesterday, I had a birthday party planned for my son. We all were supposed to be here at my house with my kids. My mom planned her own meal, and she wasn't going to invite me. So she actually was trying to convince my kids to come there, all the while she knew that I had this planned, and she lied to me about it and said that she had invited other people over. In reality, she was inviting her own friends and family, and was going to steal my kids away from me to have them there with her. And so she did her own little pity party to get her attention onto her.
Okay, so what happened? Did the kids, what was the outcome? Was the party at your house or her house?
Well, the outcome was I told my oldest two children that this is something I've had to deal with my mother my whole life, which is why I end up in two adult relationships with men who
Ruth, don't do that. They don't want to know. They don't care.
I know they don't want to know that. But it ended up my kids, my oldest two stayed here, and my two youngest were over with my mom and my dad. And so my two youngest stayed here because I said, you know, this was planned. This is my son's birthday.
Okay.
This is
Let me help you.
Yeah.
Let me help you with this specific and your mom in general. Did you invite your mom to your house for the party with the boys? Okay.
Yep.
Does she have memory problems or not?
No, she doesn't. This is just what she does.
She will. She will at some point. So just be prepared for that, which means everything has to be in writing on the calendar.
Right.
But understand, from your mom is competitive with you. And the problem is that you're competitive back with her. So understand, think of this, think of your mom as holding a rope, okay, and she's tugging on it. You're tugging back. If you put down that rope, she can't tug. So at this moment, understand that you hear me all the time say people would rather be praised than punished, but they'd rather be punished than ignored. Your mom feels she has no way to make you like her. Which may be, and you're saying you don't like her, and she gets that. She gets that much more profoundly than you do. So your mom will take any, and it'll be a birthday party, it'll be Mother's Day, it'll be Christmas, it'll be New Year's. Your mom will use any attempt that she can to say, look at me, because she feels you don't like her, that you won't voluntarily do business with her. So all she can hope for is either you ignore her or that you're mad at her. She chooses mad over ignore, which everybody does. I mean, look at you. You've got four kids. At least one of those kids does some acting out, probably the second one, depending on... you said all four of them are boys? So it's probably the second one. And so he understands. He can't be as smart as the oldest kid. At one point, he got to be the baby, but he's not a baby anymore. So he's probably really mean to the third kid, but understood that was really pretty dangerous because you get punished for it. Then the real baby came along. So your second kid is very likely the one who'll make a mess at school. He'll drop stuff. He'll be late. Because what he's saying is, Mom, I know you don't love me, because that's how it translates in the kids, as much as my brothers. So therefore, I don't want to be ignored. I can't get the attention I want by doing well in school because my big brother does better. I can't be cute because my younger, my baby brother is much cuter than I am. So what I can be is disruptive. And so understand, that's your mother's kind of modus operandi. Hopefully the way you've learned to deal with your kid is that you give him a lot of positive reinforcement and you ignore the negative, because otherwise you're reinforcing, you're playing into his scenario, which doesn't help him and it doesn't help you. Your mom is doing exactly the same thing to you. She's just better at it because she's had more time. So when she plans to say, I'm going to have this thing for the boys, say, great, you tell me what time you're going to do yours and I'll do it at another time. That are saying, great, thank goodness I don't have to cook, we'll all come over there. You're pulling back on the rope. And if you could make your mother your acolyte by the simple expediency of saying, let's go do manicure pedicure together. Doing something that makes her feel that she can get your attention by doing something positive. She feels you don't like her. You'll avoid her at every cost.
Well,
you badmouth her.
Well, the problem is she was She was very abusive and cold and rejected.
Doesn't make any difference. Can't do anything about that. Ruth, done. Over. Done. I can't do anything about it.
Yeah.
She was an imperfect mom. So what? Yeah, honey,
well,
look, let me tell you.
That's how come I got into the relationships with
Ruth,
the men that I have.
Wrong. The reason you got into those relationships, you're an adult now. Your mom may have been a screw-up as a mom. You're not doing a great job of telling your kids, you're not doing a great job as a parent telling your kids that that their grandmother was abusive to them, and that's why you get in bad relationships with men. That's something they don't want to hear. It's too much information. That's not great parenting either. So the point is, it's done. You got into bad relationships with men because you didn't have sense enough to ask the questions, that you let yourself be seduced by things that made no sense, that you bought into a fantasy. That your mom may have been a great mom or a terrible mom. Her days of mothering you have come and gone. You're responsible for your behavior, not her. And you need to, that's what you need to absorb here. And you need to be careful that you're not doing the same thing with your kids that your mom was doing with you. If a therapist found out you were talking to your boys about your sex life or your love life with guys and their grandmother, no wonder she's competitive with you. Because if you don't think one or two of those kids are going to go to their grandmother and say, "Mom said that you were, you know, the reason she gets in bad relationships with guys is because of you," you don't understand kids. So understand, your anger with your mom, it's done. Figure out what you want from her now. Figure out how not to get involved in that tug of war anymore, because she'll always win it, always. So stop, if it's playing a game you can't win and it's painful, stop playing. You don't play by her rules anymore. You can co-opt this mom. She's the only one you'll ever have. And I've told the story before. I mean, all of us have a complicated relationship with our mom. And I finally said to my mom, "I'm not going to do business with you if you criticize my kid. I'll always love you. I'll see you occasionally. But if every time I pick up the phone, you're telling me what a lousy parent I am, I'm not going to call very often." So said, "Mom, the only time you call me is when someone's died. You never ask about me." She heard it, and it wasn't a one-shot deal. It was a process. But I decided, like you, you know, this doesn't make any sense. I can't do anything about her behavior. I can do something about mine. Mm-hmm. Think about it, kid, and call me back if you need to. But stop telling your kids about your love life, and stop blaming your mom for mistakes you're making as an adult. You're on your own now. Figure it out. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Did you miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water filtration systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision plasma pH drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.